first year Greek class. The date is February the 7th, 1985, lesson number 28 through 29 and a half, pages 89 through 96, paragraphs 214 through 230. The textbook is Davis, William Hershey Davis, and the course is sponsored by the Bible for Today. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, Director of Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
Opening word of prayer as we begin our class tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for these men who have come tonight to study thy word through the Greek language. We pray that thou wouldst help them as they remember and recall and put into practice these various rules and to see the conjugations, the declensions, the vocabulary, and help them to see that it's important to study the scriptures in the language that thou hast given in. Help each one of us tonight as we have our class. Be with Larry, who is not able to be here, and strengthen him. And thank you for the Savior that we can preach and teach and love and serve. And thank you, Lord, that one day he will be returning, and help us to look for him and for his coming, and never to be found that we would have to be ashamed at his appearing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, tonight, 28, the whole one, and half of 29. Is that right? Let's review our future indicative active middle, page 89, the vocabulary, I guess, first of all. I love is what?
Agapao.
All right. I ask for something. All right. I tell. I follow.
I call it that one.
All right. I beget.
Genao.
All right. I ask a question. Different ask.
Erotao.
All right. I live.
Zao.
All right. I live Zao from Zoe and so on. Life. Zoology. I seek.
Zeteo.
I speak.
Laleo.
All right, Laleo. I bear witness or testify.
Martureo.
All right, Martureo. I exhort or beseech or encourage.
Parakaleo.
All right, Parakaleo. I do or make.
Poeo.
All right. I fill or make full.
Plero.
I keep.
Teireo.
Teireo. I make manifest.
Onerao.
All right. Onerao. All right. And then we are going to ask the future of I love, meaning I will love. Isn't that correct? We had those three futures.
Agapeso.
And the
we did.
Future of I speak, which is Laleo.
Laleso.
And the future of to be manifest, Panerao, would be
Paneroso.
Paneroso. So it says eso, oso. And those three. Yeah, or we just tack that on more or less as the last. All right, let's go to the next vocabulary. The ruler, the prince, is what?
Archon
is Archontos, which we didn't need to have at this point. Is that what we said?
Right.
All right, it is the nominative rather than genitive. The hope with the article?
Hey Elpis.
All right, hey Elpis. Elpidos. The knight?
Hey Nyx.
The foot?
Hopus.
Palos, Epus, Palos. The light?
Tophos,
Photos. And then the grace?
Hecharis,
Charitos. And then the work or the business?
Hergasia.
And that's not third declension because it doesn't give you the genitive. So you know that's just the ordinary first declension. All right, so much for the vocabularies. Now we have the 224 paragraph, page 94. Is that correct? That's next on our agenda, is it? Alpis, Charis, and Nux. Is that right? We didn't have any conjugation up in this one?
No.
There's nothing there, just the right, so put your articles in there just to remind you of them. Hey Elpis, of course, and Hey Kades, and Hey Nooks. I guess they're all feminine. Let's take the Elpis, hope. All right, nominative singular. Elpis, Elpidos, Elpidos, Elpidi, 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 Elpida. And the plural? Elpides, Elpidon, Elpidon, Elpisi, 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 Elpidas. All right, the word for grace, He Charis. Try that singular. Charis, Charitos, Charitos, Chariti, 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 Charin, plural. Charites, Chariton, Chariton, Charisi, 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 Charitas. All right, then the word for night, singular. There would be hey nux, wouldn't it? So it would be nux, nuctos, nuctos, nucti, nucti, nucta, and then plural, nuctes, nucton, nucton, nuxi, 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 nuctas, nuctas. All right, then archon, ha archon, the ruler, starting with a singular. Archon, Archontos, Archontos, Archonti, 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 Archonta. Plural. Archontes, Archonton, Archonton, Archusi, 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 Archontas. Any questions on the quenches there? I thought we had some conjugation, but we didn't it?
Yeah.
That just tells you how to make the agapeso, the future, but it doesn't actually require you to go in there. All right. So
we get to know all those stems for the future.
Just the three. Just have to do those three, just a touch of them. See, we normally have to know all of them, but I just assigned the three since it seemed like there was a number of other things that we had to get under.
Okay.
So agapao, agapeso, la leo, la leso, fanerao, faneroso.
They're regular.
Just aso and
well,
just change it. Yeah, shrink it down
a little bit.
Yeah, you got to put an augment on there.
Agapao, agapeso.
You got to change the
lengthen the vowel
AO to the AO in each case, and then just put the S in.
All right, any other questions on that? All right, let's get our papers. Name and
what's the base?
Oh, okay.
Big base.
Big bass drum here tonight. I'll have to add that up. I haven't got that added up as yet, but we'll.
Just in case I stumble.
Right. All right. Number one, I make manifest. I make manifest. Number two, vocabulary is page 89 and 90. Number two, I love. Number three, I keep. Number four, I ask for something. Number five, I fill or make full. Number six, I follow. Number seven, I do or make. Number eight, I beget. Number nine, I beseech, exhort, or encourage. Number ten, I ask a question. Number 11, I bear witness or testify. Number 12, I live. Number 13, I speak. Any questions on those numbers before we move on?
The 12 was I.
12, I live.
I live, and then I.
13, I speak.
Shouldn't there be another I ask?
Number four is I ask for something.
Four and ten. Oh, something. Okay.
Ask for something, and then I ask a question.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions on that? I just kind of wrap it. All right,
13 altogether. Right?
13 was I speak.
No, 13 altogether.
Oh, 13 altogether. Yes, I have 13 is based on that. All right, ready to go to the next vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
We have seven of those. And put the articles in, too, please. The work or the business, number one. Number two, the ruler or the prince. Number three, the grace. Number four, the hope. Number five, the light. Number six, the night. Number seven, the foot. Any questions on those seven? 13, 7 is 20. All right, then also, let me add the future of agapao to that. The future of laleo, the future of Fonerao. Fonerao. I love, I speak,
what was the last
I make manifest. Fonerao. Fonerao. Any questions on that? Then give the articles and all with Hey Elpis, Hey Caris, Hey Nux, and Ha Archon. Those four nouns. You got those? Elpis?
Hey
Elpis. Epsilon, Lambda, P, Iota, Sigma. Hey Caris, Hey Alpha, Rho, Iota, Sigma.
Hey
Caris. The grace, Hey Chares, Hey Nux, Nu, Ypsilon, Xi, and then Ha Archon, Alpha Rho, Chi, Omega, Nu. Mm-hmm. Any questions on that?
It was Ha?
Ha, it's a masculine. All right, finished. Right ahead, let me know when you're ready. Scribner and his introduction is the one of the finest of the approaches to scripture that the Burgon takes, the Burgon Scrivener, their contemporaries. And Burgon, by the way, is quoted and cited in footnote after footnote after footnote. You know, Dean Burgon did this and this work, and they're very close. Burgon refers to Scrivener as the facile princeps, the ready prince of textual criticism. And as the beginning of that book says, Edward Miller, by the way, is the editor of this. This is the fourth edition. See, it's gone through four editions. And the first one is maybe 300 pages, and the second is 400, 500, and 600, and the fourth edition up to 920 pages, see. And he says all this. Of course, Miller is also the one that revised Burgon. When Burgon died, he left all these manuscripts, 2,000 pages of manuscripts, of what should be done with it. Well, the man that loved Burgon and knew Burgon gave it to Miller, because he was sort of the understudy of Burgon, to go ahead and put it in order. So his traditional text, the Holy Gospels, and the causes of corruption of the Gospels, written and published in 1894, Burgon died 1888, edited by Miller. See, now there are some gaps in the narratives. Miller himself then put those in and, you know, added to it. Other chapters he has that just completed in Burgon's, you know, complete work. But other things he adds, he puts wherever he adds, you put an asterisk, this is by the editor and so on. But apparently, it's a set, see? The five books that we reprinted by Burgon, the quintet, we call it, the inspiration interpretation, which gives it inerrancy of the scripture and a real strong view of the Bible, and the last 12 verses of Mark, which defends Mark 9:16-9:20, and of course the revision revised, which really handles Westcott and Horton, all the details, the traditional text of the Holy Gospels, and then the causes of corruption of the traditional text. Those five are more or less on beyond Scrivener. See, they were more or less built on the shoulders of Scrivener. Scrivener's work is a New Testament textual criticism volume that's quite substantial. And what it does, it gives you all the names, at least that they had in those days. We've added a lot more thousands of manuscripts, or maybe hundreds, I shouldn't say too many thousands. But I think probably 3,500 or something, it's in the preface, I don't recall the number of all the manuscripts that they had in his day 100 years ago. Now we have 5,000. Well, that's 2,000 more. But basically, you get most of them right there. And here's what he does. He takes all the Uncial manuscripts, the big capital letter manuscripts. He gives the names, where they're located, what's in them, what they contain, what the status of it is, and so on. Then he takes all the cursives, 2,000-3,000 or several, I guess maybe 1,500 or whatever cursives, and he gives the numbers of those and where they're located and how, what the size of them is and the state of them is. And then he goes into the lectionaries where the readings of the church, like the Roman Catholic Church read certain readings a certain day of the month and so on, and they had the scripture portions. Now they had the Greek Catholic Church, the Greek Orthodox, and the Roman Catholic Church. So they had the Latin lectionaries and the Greek lectionaries. Basically, I think he catalogs the Greek lectionaries. He gives a number, you know, 1, 2, 3, right on down, all the lectionaries we have in our possession, where they are, size of them, shape of them. Then he goes in the church father quotations. He gives about 235 church fathers that quote the scriptures. He doesn't, now Burgon, he refers to Burgon's index, where he indexes 66,000 quotations from church fathers. Of course, we don't have that in print, but it's in the British Museum. And then he takes up the various ancient versions, which is very interesting. He goes into the Egyptian, he gives 18 different versions. I'm just looking at it today to refresh my memory, but 18 different versions, early ancient versions, and he gives the manuscripts of them and where they are and the status of them. For instance, he has the Old Latin as one of the versions. And those are A, B, C, small a, small b, small c. And what they are, they must be several hundreds of them. And then he goes into the Vulgate, Latin Vulgate. And those are listed with Arabic 1, 2, 3, Latin, so they know it's Latin. And they give maybe several hundreds of those, you know. Then he goes into the Coptic, the Egyptian type, and the Boharic, and the Sahidic, and the Arabic, and, you know, the Ethiopic, all these things, Armenian, just voluminous, and just where they are, where they're located. And then he subdivides, and he's got a whole two, three pages, location of all the manuscripts of the Greek New Testament, where they are in the whole world. And he takes England, and what they've got, and what library, and who, what the man's name, who's got this one, and this one, this one. And if you know what it is, you just go to that number, you see what number. He just by numbers. Then he goes over to France, a lot of them in Paris. A lot of them in the Vatican, of course, in Italy. Some in Germany. Not too many in the United States, by the way. A lot of, some in Russia, see? But all over the world. Where are these manuscripts are housed? I mean, it's a... and it's from the standpoint of the Burgon type of belief that you have to look at all the evidence. Not this crackpot Westcott and Hort belief, which says, and I call it crackpot because that's what I think it is, just look at B and Aleph. Because they're the oldest, and therefore, when you got that, that's it. You know, you've said it all. And not look at all the other things. Just throw out everything except these little two. So look at all the evidence. I mean, the man is he's a real scholar, and he has himself examined many of the manuscripts and collated them and compared them, you see, all the different things. And by the way, in the back of it also, it has the men who have worked on textual criticism. Bergen is listed there, and he's collated maybe 10 different manuscripts Scribner himself, maybe 15 or 20. Hort is listed there. I think he's collated one or two. And Westcott doesn't even appear, just sort of as an aside. But, you know, you see some of his fellows, and I mean, compared to what they are. But see, Scribner was one of the men that was on the English Revised Version Committee that revised in 1881. And he fought like a tiger with Hort. See, Hort was the fellow that said, just be an Aleph. They put this thing, they worked on it for 10 years. Maybe 20 years, Westcott and Hort, this special Greek revision of the Textus Receptus, based upon what B said, or B and Aleph, see, the Vatican and the Sinai manuscripts, those two that were 4th century. And whatever they said in tandem or one or the other, they put this and this was it. It changed the Textus Receptus maybe in 5,000 places, something like that. And they foisted this upon the English Revised Committee. They weren't supposed to revise the Greek. They were just supposed to get a few tangles out of the English and spruce it up a little bit, and that was it. And so here was Hort, and Scribner was the opposition. Hort was supposed to have talked of the 10 years that they were in session. I think that he was supposed to have talked 3 out of the 10 years, something like that. It's some expression, I can't think of the number. But anyhow, Scribner was the only one that really knew textual criticism that could answer the thing. And he did fend off a lot of Hort's changes, and a lot of times he made him not put it in the text, but in the margin. Sometimes he made it throw it out completely because of what he knew. But he was coming in cold. They weren't prepared. These men around here, they didn't know the textual criticism. They didn't know all this detail, how they could defend this and that. But Scribner and Hort, they were the ones. So he's quite a historic textual criticism book and volume. And, of course, the modern ones, they take from a different standpoint. And, you know, as far as the B and the Aleph and the old ones are the best. And forget all these others. So he's got a lot of good, solid historical things. And also... what the letters are formed and what the alphabets look like and when the iota subscript came in and when it was ascript, meaning at the side, the iota was like OI was omicron iota right here, instead of subscript, and of course the superscripts and the spellings and the ink and the he goes into the makeup of what the difference is between a parchment and a vellum. See, parchment is out of lamb or baby sheep, what do you call baby? Not a baby sheep, the cow, is it a lamb? Not a lamb, calf, I guess calf skin, and then the parchment, a vellum rather, is goat and sheepskin. See, you know, they're different things. He gets all the details on that, a lot of background on it. And then he takes you up to the various critical, then he analyzes Westcott and Hort himself. See, and he always, a lot of times, he refers to Burgon. The back, you know, see Burgon's revision revised, and he really pays Burgon tremendous compliments. And of course, Burgon is has done a lot of work in helping him to add, since the third edition, to add many more manuscripts that the scriptor didn't even have there, see, but he added those. And so it's quite a good little package, and it's taken me 10 years to get a hold of a copy. It cost me $60 for the original one, and so we're just trying to get it out to those who want it. See, so I wrote a letter to about 290 of our people on a Bible for Day mailing list that have all in the past expressed an interest in the text and textual matters, and so we've gotten some replies. And as I say, a book that cost that much, I apologize somewhat that it was $40. If we'd mass produce it and print it, we'd get down to 25 the cost, but you don't know what the need is. You don't want to waste your money investing all we got so much else we need to invest in. So we just go this way. But we got a number of folk that wrote back to us for that amount of money. You know, it put a lot of praiseworthy letters. The men that really value Scribner know Scribner. They've been writing me for 5-6 years. Do you have Scribner? When are you going to publish Scribner? Do you have any? Where can we get Scribner? I said, I don't know where you get it. It's in the library, you know, and you could copy, but getting your own copy, it's a good. So that's basically a thumbnail sketch of it. But it's a good little reference book. And all right, let's go back to our next week's assignment and take a look at that, which will be the last part of 29. Let me give you the overall assignment, and then we'll go into detail. We take the exercises on page 96. That would be the first thing, number 231 paragraph, right? That's the exercises. And then we take all of chapter 30, or lesson 30, which would mean the vocabulary, paragraph 232, present active participle of luo. We're getting into the participles, that's paragraph 233. The present middle and passive participle is luominos, it's on 237. Now, this is declined like agathos, luominos, see page 56. So what we have to do there is go back to page 56 if you want to put a cross-reference, as I've done in my textbook here.
Where is it?
Page 56, luominos is declined like agathos, see? And luominos, agathos, agathu, agatho, see? The endings, agathon, agatha, masculine, feminine, neuter, page 56, paragraph 115, see. In other words, they don't give the full conjugation, the conjugation here, but they say it's just like the other as far as the endings. Luominos, you see. All they give is the luominos, and then you put the os, oo, just like the same endings. That's all they're saying. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So take those, and of course the passive is the same, so you can say call it the middle passive if you want, and just make one.
So you just put the ooh, ooh, oh, oh, oh.
That's right. And on the family, you put a, h, a, and the neuter, you put on, ooh, okay. Oh, oh, just like that. Same endings.
Mm-hmm.
And just start in with lua, men, and put the os.
Awesome.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
One. All right, got that one. Mm-hmm. And then the exercise, of course, paragraph 247, page 101. So is that clear then for next week what we have? We have two exercises. We have lesson 30, paragraph 232, the vocabulary. We have the present active participle 233, and we have the future active there. Excuse me. Years ago, we take 235 and 236 as well as 237. See how we're stacked up here for which is present active, which is the future active, and the present participle of ame, which is, let me just give you the cross references there. Let me hold in abeyance as to whether we're going to sign that for next time. Page paragraph 235, see page 223. That gives the ame, which starts on usa on. So
you mean paragraph
223? No, I think it's page. It's paragraph 16, but it's paragraph 223. If you look back in the back of the book, you see it there.
Paragraph.
Is it paragraph? It's paragraph.
Paragraph 223.
Well, I got
the page.
Or the very bottom. See, paragraph 16. Very bottom. Paradigms and us. See the bottom of the page here. Right here.
Oh yeah. Okay.
On usa
mm-hmm.
on. See.
Yeah.
On and usa is the feminine on. So it's paragraph 16, but it's 223 on the paradigms of nouns. So I'll give you that background page cross-reference there. future active participle is declined like the present participle. Lou, it's rare in the New Testament. We'll definitely not take that. 236, we'll just X that off. 235, we'll hold in advance, but 237, we'll take that anyway for sure. Then they got 238, future middle participle. 237, we go ahead with the middle and passive, the same form, luominos, conjugated exactly as you find on page 56, like agathos, the endings. Agathos, agathe, agathon, luominos, luomene, luomeno. Same endings.
So these,
just pack the os, o, like that, see? See what I mean on the ending?
So it's declined like an adjective. Well, I guess the participle
yes.
is an adjective.
Yes, it is a verbal adjective. So declined exactly like that.
So is it luathos?
Luominos. See, it's right. Luominos. You start with luominos, then luomenu, luomenu, luomeno. See, omicron, yoda subscript. You see, you put the same base, lu, off, men, then the endings, os, u, see, o, on. See, it's on. For the feminine, you put a, so on, see, right? Then a, ain. See the endings, luomen, os, luomenu, luomeno. Get that? So, I work at it. Luomenos, luomenu, u, o, on. Just like on page 56. Got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, any other questions on that? All right, the future, the paragraph 238, the middle, the future middle participle, and so on, decline like so on, so we're in the desert, don't worry about that. So we'll skip over the exercise. So that's basically what it is. We have three there and three here, six declensions. If you want to call masculine feminine neuter, it's really two declensions, but it's a masculine feminine neuter, three of the one and three of the other for the declensions. Two exercises, one vocabulary. All right, any questions on the overall picture before we go into detail?
Why is the verb declined?
Well, because the adjective, you see, the participle is a verbal adjective, see. When you say going, you see, you can have the man going to St. Louis was killed. See, going is a participle. It's the man who is going, but the man going to St. Louis, it's just like the man, the white man, or the dark man, or the black man, or the, the rich man, or the poor man. Whatever, it's the man going to St. Louis. It defines or modifies, describes the man. See? So it's an adjective as well as being a verb. It's a verbal adjective, so it's declined like an adjective would be. See? It's got a masculine principle. You have the woman going to St. Louis. So you have to have the participle agreeing as a feminine, see? Agreeing with a woman, hey, gune. Or you can have the dog going to St. Louis. So that would be neuter, see? If the dog is neuter, probably it isn't. Kinon is Greek for dog, and I don't know what the neuter whether it is, but if you get the gift, hororon, the gift going to St. Louis, that's neuter. So you'd have to have a neuter participle. See?
What does the passive follow then? Is that the same?
The passive
is the same.
Well, same as the middle, yes. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Luominos?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the middle and the passive are the same. See, for instance, loosing for oneself, luominos, see, or loosing oneself. He did this. Or he was being loosed for himself. See, the middle passive. But loosing himself, he went off. Or he was being loosed by himself. Or he was being loosed, rather, not by himself. It would be the passive. It wouldn't be the middle. All right, see, the middle or passive, one or the other. But the middle of the passive idea, the man being loosed left the room. So you're having been loosed.
was
being loosed by the dog. I don't know how he could be loosed by the dog unless the dog put his ropes off. Went away.
I'm not sure I understand.
You know, as far as what? As far as the passive participle?
No, just as far as everything. Participle?
Oh, everything.
What
as far as the endings, you mean?
Well, the endings I got.
Okay.
What would the meaning be?
All right.
What would luamenu, for example, that would be in the...
Okay, for
instance, that would be the genitive.
The genitive, all right.
And the ablative.
Yeah, the genitive or ablative of the participle. For instance, you have the man in the middle, you mean?
No, in the
passive? The passive or middle,
yeah.
Which part?
Well, the
either
passive one would be easier, I guess.
Okay, passive. All right, the man being loosed by his wife left the room. Now, the genitive would be in wherever the wife is in the genitive. For instance, he got a note from his wife, that's ablative, apo and gune, gunaikos, while he was being loosed by her, see, while she was loosing him, or while being loosed. See, in other words, that would be in the genitive because the wife would be in the genitive, see. Whatever the noun modifies, if that's genitive, then it has to agree in person, number, and case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And he gave a present to his wife, that's the dative, you see, lack of instrumental dative, while she was releasing him, see, while she was lifting him. See, anything, you can make up anything, whatever case it is, to his wife. Or he shot his wife while she was losing him. Now, you see, shot his wife would be in the accusative, direct object of shot, see. And while she was losing him would also be in the accusative. So, you see, any way you want to play it, you got these adjectives, depending on the noun they modify it, that's the case you have to put them in. So you have to be very flexible and have to have a case to go with it. Okay, anything, you got that fill in that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, of course, middle would be loosing for yourself. Loosing yourself would be direct middle. Loosing for yourself for your own benefit would be the indirect middle. See. But loosing yourself, the man was loosing himself, was getting himself free from his ropes, you see. That would be the meaning there. All right, anything else before we get into detail then? That's the overall picture for assignments. All right, let's go then to the vocabulary.
Does that include then the, how far do we go?
Take the whole 30. So you take exercise on 29, that's 231.
So 237, and then we jump to 247?
Well, 231, 232 vocabulary, 233, 237, and then jump to 247, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in between. There are other things and details, but I'm not going to hold you. And hold in the bank, 235, aiming. Okay, at the overall, all right, let's go into the detail and then move down into the finer points there. The notice belonging to another or strange is what? Or another's. It's an adjective.
Alatrios.
Alatrios in feminine.
Alatria
in neuter.
Alatrion.
Okay, belonging to another. Alos, of course, is other. And a trios, it's just an ending that indicates something that belongs, it's another's, belonging to another, another's. Right now, just now, or this moment, is what? Adverb?
Arti.
Arti. Arti. Right now, just a moment, this moment, it's an adverb. It could be considered a particle, some considered a particle, but it is an adverb. Right, I am a servant, or I serve, is what?
Dulewo.
I like the ewo, dulewo. Some pronounce deluo, of course, deluo, but deluo seems to be an omicron epsilon, u, you know, but dulewo, ew, that like ew. Dulewo. They got the right in the same word, dulewo. See, if you say duluo, you listen to it, it's omicron epsilon like the first. Dulewo, all right, that's from dulos, which is servant, and we've had servant, have we not? We've had doulos, have we not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
A slave or servant. Then or is what?
A.
Conjunction.
A.
All right, just, it's either this or that. It's A. That's the way, the correlative, or, either or. It'd be A.
So it can mean
A.
Either.
Also. Yeah, well, you know, if you have two of them.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A, that's right. That's what, we haven't come to that yet, but that we'll find that later on in the clauses. It'd be A. Either this is true or that is true. They Greek says or this or that. They don't say they either or. They just say or. They use the same word for it. We use different words.
Isn't there a chi? What
yes, that's right. Both and.
Oh,
both
and
this
and
one
and
that one.
Okay.
That's a both and, just like we have in English, both and. But they say again and instead of both and, using a different word. All right. There's a lot of those that are correlated. There's the ha men and ha de. You know, ha men on the one hand, ha de on the other hand. Men and de, the balanced. Picture as well. All right, the next, the fruit is what? The fruit. Now watch your article there. Keep it in there. Learn it.
Carpos.
All right. I don't know if you have any memory hints on that. Carpos. I can't think of the carpos. Just blind, the adjective blind. The blind man. The blind is what?
To
floss, feminine.
To flay.
To flong.
And to flaw. Not souffle, but to flay. To flong, actually. That's good. No memory that I can think of.
It's a tough loss when you lose your eye.
That's right, tough loss. That's good. Too far.
That's an Adamsism.
That's right. But it has become a Schmidtism. By osmotic action. Osmosis. All right, manifest. That's the manifest as well. Tough loss. That's a very good translation.
Paneros.
Panera, paneron. All right, the manifest. We've had paneros, panerao, haven't we? Panerao, to make manifest.
Right.
At least we presumably had it.
There, right?
Yes, pan instead of pan, all right. Fond memories of that. Paneros, all right, this is manifest. This is clear. He shall be manifested. This is the revelation of Christ. Apocalypsis is one word, but also the everything shall be manifest, whether it be light or darkness, you see. That's in the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everything may be done, what's done in the body may be the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, whether they be good or bad. Now, we must all appear. That word appear is phanerazo. If I'm not mistaken, let me just double check on that. And
we must all be made manifest.
That's right.
That's interesting.
That's a very interesting. It's a different slant on the thing.
Yeah, it
it's not just we must appear. That's true. We must appear, but we must appear in the sense that we must be fully shown for what we are. And when I taught this at the Bethel Baptist Church at our Berean class, we have about 100 in that class on Sunday morning years ago, and we were members of the church and teaching there. I taught, I guess, 6 years. I taught that this way. Just as I got the Greek and showed them what my word meant. And one lady, she raised her hand. She said, manifest. You mean all these things I'm going to be exposed for? All that. Well, I said, it seems like a waste of time forgiving and confessing all these sins if now I'm going to have it all, manifest and clear. You know, I was trying to show that the things that are evil are going to be brought out, see. And I said, it's true that your confession does take care of your walk with the Lord, and it cleanses you, according to 1 John 1:9. But I told her, I'm not so sure that the Lord is not going to make manifest that which is done even in the darkness, even with believers, unbelievers. See, in other words, the thing is going to come right out. We're going to see ourselves as others see us and as the Lord sees us. But anyway, I use this verse in 5:10. Let me just see what that form of it is. See if my memory has failed me or not. No, it's phanerothenai. We must all phanerothenai, be manifest. That's an aorist passive infinitive. We must all be, and then this word, then you hook in the meaning of phanerao, see. Be made manifest, be thoroughly, completely exposed. In other words, everything brought to light. That light is shown on. So that's, in fact, you look at Lenski's commentary on that, and he makes a real point of having the whole thing. They're very clear. As I say, I'm sure the Lord, once if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all our righteous. I'm not denying that confession clears the deck. But from this expression here, and the expression in 1 Corinthians, and tonight, I brought my own Bible down here. I just thought I'd be not at a loss in case we get into any tight places here that we need to turn up an old leaf that's all torn apart.
You hate to change Bibles.
Oh, I hate to change Bibles. That's right.
Well,
my wife bought me this Bible, and as soon as she bought it, about a year later, it started coming apart, and so I had the audacity to buy another one. I may have told you it before. And hers was silk sewed. Mine was nylon sewed. Of course, these Schofield Bibles, they come apart anyhow very fast. When she saw that, she said, you are taking my, so anyhow, I could see that was the wrong move. I've got that. So I just had this one rebound. I still have the other one, but I use that as an auxiliary. But this is the one she bought. She wrote in it, when we were first going together. Weren't even married yet. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, is where we were teaching at it, and I use this other passage. Let a man account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. 4:1. Moreover, it is required in stewards of the man to be found faithful. And then verse For, I know nothing by myself, said Paul, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that justifieth me is the Lord. Therefore, verse 5, 1 Corinthians 4, 5, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest, that's that word, manifest what? The counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Now he's writing to believers. Now, if he's going to make manifest the counsels of the hearts, it appears to me that it's going to be completely open. See, he's going to, whether it's going to be before a television screen, whether it's going to manifest it just to himself, whether the believer is looking out, the judgment seat of Christ are going to be privy to it or not privy to it, are going to see it or not see it, who knows. But I'd say we have some dangerous ground if we think we can get away with little things here and little things there and not be fully exposed one day. So we plug that point out into the 2 Corinthians 5:10. And that's where she just about had heart failure. That poor lady, she felt as if it was an effort to her to, you know, she was almost, sounded like a little spiritual pride as far as I was concerned. I didn't say that to her, but it seemed like that to me. She was so pious, and she took all that time to confess her sin. I mean, now it's all going to come before her. But then you get into the fun at all, and boy, you got some real, even in this analytical Greek lexicon, the meanings that they list there, before you get into any of the big stuff and other things and usages in classical Greek, like the Liddell and Scott. Didn't you get one of those Liddell and Scott classical Greek lexicons? Mm-hmm. You look in the Panao, and it's under phaino, which means to appear, to shine. Panao is all part of it. And you see page 422, to bring to light, to set in a clear light, to manifest, to display. He's going to display all the hit counsel of the heart. See, display. Well, that means pretty good. To declare, to make known, to disclose. Well, you know, what are you going to do? If you're going to disclose the counsels of the heart and make manifest all these things that come, it's going to be a... And also, 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all be made clear at the judgment seat of Christ. Appear, and we're not only going to appear ourselves, but the things we've done are going to appear. To disclose, to reveal, to present to view. That's another meaning. To present, I mean, people are going to be able to see like a TV screen. That's what it occurs to me. To make an appearance. And of course, that's, we must all appear. So that's a valid meaning. The King James Version is a valid meaning of that. But also, you could include a lot of other ins and outs of that and nuances. To be laid bare. How do you like that one? We must all pin out to be laid bare. To appear in true character. And then it has 2 Corinthians 5:10. They use in that verse. We must all appear in true character. So it's quite a powerful verse there. Now, how do we get off on that particular? Oh, phanaros, to make manifest. That's the very word we're talking about. All right, we're not off too far on that. All right, phanaros, phanaron. Any questions on the vocabulary then? All right, let's go to the present active participle of duo. And you notice if you have your chart, the participles are down here, lyon, lyon, lyusa, lyon. See, the masculine and feminine neuter, usually that's all you give is the masculine and feminine neuter, and then you just go right down because these are pretty regular. Once you get the lyon, you got the ontos, onti, I mean, it's third declension. This is third declension all the way down, and that's why they bring it this time. All right, let's go down to the third declension.
I think it'd be from first, but the feminine is first, isn't it?
Yes, I guess it is. Yes, it is. Se, san, son, sight. Yeah, right, it is. But the other, the masculine and neuter, is a third. So this is a combination. That's right. It's a good point. It's a combination of first and third. All right, let's go to loosing. It would be loosing or releasing in the masculine. Singular. Let's go that one. Lyon, lyontos, lyontos, lyonti, 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 lyonta. All right, the plural. Lyontes, lyonton, lyonton, lyusi, lyusi, lyusi. Leontos. All right, this is the masculine, loosing. I go to the feminine then. Liusa, liuses, liuses, liuse, 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 liusan, liusan. Now there, you've got the usa, and then it changes into the usesis. I guess we're all right.
They're all right.
Yeah, that's right. But the seis goes from the sa to the seis, right? So you got the first and last sa, right, and then the other seis. So you switch between the alpha first declension and the eta first declension.
Okay.
So what I have done in my text, I circle in green the seis, the exception. I don't know why, but that seems to stand out, so in case I get into trouble. Now the other plural, let's go to the plural for the feminine. Lusai, All right, so this is the Sai, Son, Son, Sai, Sai, Sas. That's your first declension feminine plural, isn't it? All right, let's go to the neuter then, which of course is back to third declension. Loosing, a gift having been loosed, or loosing rather. Lion, Liontas, Liontas, Lionti, 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 Lion, the plural. Lionta, Lionton, Lionton, Liusi, 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 Lionta. Now notice, some of you had trouble on the final. Lion in the nominative is the same as Lion in the accusative. See, and same Lionta, Lionta. See, those are the same. They don't change on there. All right, any questions on that? 233. 234 is background. Feminine, you notice in Mark 3, Liusa, it's like Glosa. It's on, well, just learn it, forget it. It's like Glosa because you probably remember what Glosa looks like at this point. Anyway. And other remarks are background. Do you have any questions on 234, though? They give you explanation why it's this and why it's that. All right, 235, learn the participle of Amy. Let's just look at it, 223. Let's expose ourselves to it, and we'll decide a little later as to whether we should memorize it or see where. I think you have plenty to do without this one. That's my own feeling there. You've got two exercises and quite a few of these other things thrown in. So let's not assign it, but let's look at it. Let's go through it. Now remember, on, usa, on. That's your three. Those are your three parts: masculine, feminine, neuter. What would the participle of the verb to be translated as? Present participle. On. Verb to be. Amy. Amy means I am. You are. He, she, or it is. We are. You are. They are. So what would on and usa and on be translated as?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
What is the participle of the verb to be? How would you translate that into English?
Being?
Being, that's correct.
Being.
That's it, just being. I being in the way the Lord led me. See, being. See, it's, that's what it is. All right, let's go through the singular masculine. On, ontos, ontos, then onti, 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 and then onta. Maybe I got one too many ontoses in it. Plural, ontes. Masculine, and then onton, onton, and usi, 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 ontas. Alright? And then you see, notice that all that this is are the endings of your participle we've already had, isn't it?
Okay.
Look at feminine. Usa, uses, uses, use, 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 usan. And the plural? Usai, uson, uson, usas, usais, usais. Usas. Okay? Again, just the endings, isn't it? Of the regular participles. Neuter. On, ontas, ontas, onti, 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 on. And the plural. Onta, onton, onton, usa, usi, rather, usi, usi, onta. Are there any exceptions to the fact that those are the endings of the participles? Do you notice any exceptions comparing them with page 97? Ontas, onti, onti, onta.
Okay.
Ontes, onton. Masculine is the same. Usa, uses. Yeah, even uses is the same. So you see, that's what the verb to be is. Basically, you got the root, lu, plus the verb to be, on, ontas, right on down. So that's, you already almost know the verb to be if you know the endings of the parts.
Okay.
All right, paragraph 236, future active participle of luo is luson. You just put the sigma in there, that's all. Luo, luson. You notice the participle future on the chart that you have is lusane is infinitive in luson, lususa, luson. The same endings as on, usa, on, but you have the sigma in there like the future always has, lus, 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 and on, usa, on. Luson, lususa, luson. Lususa, that's interesting, lususa. Don't bother learning that since it occurs very rarely, and we need not to bother ourselves with that one. And then 237, that's the one we're going to do. Present middle passive participle of luo, luominos, luominos, is just like page 56, agathos. So if you want to turn to page 56, let's run down this question It's too bad they didn't print the whole thing, but they just said, et cetera. Yeah. Well, let's try it. Luaminos, Luaminu, Luaminu, Luamino, 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 Luaminon. All right, the plural. Luaminoi, Luaminon, Luaminon, Luaminois, 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 Luaminus. All right, then the feminine. Luamene, Luamenes, Luamenes, Luamene, 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 Luamene. Plural. Luamenai, Luamenon, Luamenon, Luamenais, 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 Luamenas. And the neuter finally. Luamenon, Luamenu, Luamenu, Luameno, 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 Luamenon. And the plural. Luamena, Luamenon, Luamenon, Luamenois, 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 Luamenas. Luamena, don't forget the A. Right? Yeah, okay. All right, any questions on that? Now, the meaning of the middle for luo would be what? Middle, present middle participle of luo. What would the middle mean?
Loosing
for oneself. Right there, loosing for oneself. Loosing oneself or loosing for oneself, either one. Or by oneself, your own agency. And passive, be what? As it says, he says right there, says right there, being loosed. All right. So the forms are alike, and he saw Luamenos was kind of defined like Agathos, Luameni like Agathe, Luameno like Agathon, except in accent, of course. So we see that they declined like adjectives with the first and second declensions. The future middle participle of luo is lusominos. All you do is put the sigma in the root, lus, and then add the index. Ominos, omine, amenon. We're not going to hold you to that, although that's a possibility. The spiral is so rare in the New Testament, so let's not bother. Any questions on 238? All right.
Will there be adverbial participles? Or they're not?
Adverbial
things.
Participles. No, participles would be only regarding always verbs.
With a
verbs rather than adverbs. What do you mean, use as an adverb? Is that what you mean? I think, yes, you have usages as an adverb. See, being a noun, a verbal adjective, because it's harder to have an adjective as an adverb, but as a verb, let me just check that out. The participle, let me see in Dana and Manny the participle picture there. In English, you have a participle being used as an adjective or as an adverb, some adverbial participle sometimes, certainly. I think you have the same. Without any question, let me get the...
What would be an example of an adverbial participle? I never heard of that.
In English? 220. All right, let me just check here, and then we'll check there. Participle. Square of the infinitive, classic case participle, the adjectival participle, the adverbial participle. See, now here we got in Greek, page 224, Dana and Manny, see. And we'll take it from the Greek, and then we'll go into the English.
Well, Manny wrote the book, I guess he knew.
Well,
Dana and Manny, right? Isn't that
oh,
the adjectival participle, the ascriptive use, the attributive use, and so on and so forth, the adverbial participle. Now, all these participles, the telic participle is adverbial, purpose. The temporal participle, time. See, the causal participle. The conditional participle, the if clause. The concessive participle, though. The instrumental participle. By means of the modal participle, by the mode of it, complementary participle, circumstantial participle, and participle used as the imperative. These are all adverbial participles, not persons. In Greek, take the causal participle. They received him because they had seen all that he did, John 4:45. Adexanta from Dechomai, adexanta, auton, they received him. Panta, all things. Heurakotes, which is your perfect participle. Hossa, having seen. Hossa, that which, the things which, epoiesen, which he did. Now, that is the causal participle. They received him having seen the things which he did, but it's actually they received him because they saw the things. See, so that's the causal. See, why? It's the cause of it.
Right.
So that's adverbial. The same way in English. We say... The boy went home feeling sorry. Why did he go home? Because he was feeling sorry. You know, or feeling sick, you know. Why? You know, he gives a why. Any of the why, the where, the when type of thing, participles would be adverbial.
And so it modifies that act, the verb. Action.
That's right.
When, why, how, and
that's
things
right.
like that.
So the adverbs, remember, can modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. For instance, you take the adverbs usually end in ly in English. For instance, the boy ran slowly down the hill. Slowly. He ran slowly. This modifies a verb. The boy, the pretty boy, or the handsome boy, I should say, he's an adjective. You can say the very handsome boy. So that's an adverb modifying an adjective, the very handsome boy. The extremely handsome boy, see. Any of these adverbs modifying the adjective. Now, they also modify other adverbs. The boy ran, whoops, you all right? The boy ran slowly down the street. Very slowly. Again, very is the traditional adverb that modifies another adverb. Very. Extremely slowly. Again, you could say extremely slowly. But you see, an adverb can modify an adverb, an adjective, or another adverb. So, another adverb, verb, rather. So the same is true of these participles. They can use as an adverb. They can modify all these different things and plug in any different spot accordingly. So yes, in answer to your question, I was almost sure that that could be used as an adverb, but I wanted to refresh my memory on that. But telic was purpose. He went, you see, that's the thing. When you have in Greek, many times you have the participle, you say the man went sending the boys away, or the, and you just would say sending, see, but if it's a telic participle for the purpose of sending, if it's a causal because he sent, see, you could translate this as the all these different things. And also the participle used verb, we're going with a verb that is also present. So it takes its tense from the verb and it goes with. Any questions on 241? All right, 242, tense in the participle expresses kind of action. We've had this before, haven't we? Just like in the infinitive, we haven't come to the infinitive, but the subjunctive, it's the time, the kind of action, present participle, durative action, aorist participle, punctiliar, point action. So it's the action. The verb, that's important, because it's going into all the world, preach the gospel, or having gone, you know, is it aorist? Yeah, I think in that case it's the aorist, isn't it, in Matthew 28. The aorist action is done, it's finished, then you preach. It's not going, of course you preach as you go, so really, even though the verb may be an aorist, and strictly may be past completed, yet obviously you preach as you go, and but you can't preach to every creature, like in Mark, for instance, Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Of course, that's a little different. That's a but go and make disciples of all nation, all nations. Matthew 28. Yeah.
And make disciples is an heiress, isn't it?
I think it is. I think that having gone is heiress also. I think they're both heirs. Let me see. It's been a while since I looked at 28:18. Kai pros. Elphon, see, Elphon from Erchomai. Elphon, remember, is your heir, second heir. Pros Elphon, having gone, see, it's the second heir, it's participle. Oh, wait a minute. Having gone, Jesus said unto them, let me get the wrong verse. See, having gone, Jesus spake to them, saying, all power is given to me, okay, in heaven and earth. All right, it's 19, I was in the wrong verse. Pros Elphon. All right, the word here is Porelfentes, which is a Porelfeo, going, make disciples is Mathetausate. There is your aorist, Mathetausate, isn't Tausate, that's Ate, that's your aorist clue, first aorist. But let's see, Porelfentes, Porelom, I think that's aorist passive, Porelfentes. Having gone, that theta on the end, I'm not positive. Like, poraomai is to go, pass along, to make progress through something. See what I got here. Oreo Fentes. Oreo Fentes. As heirs, it is heirs. Yeah, part of that is masculine, plural, masculine, an honor, plural, masculine, participle. First heirs. Poreofentes. I should have just looked over here at the participles here. That would have been the easiest way to do. Heirs, first heirs, participle. Lusos, lusos. Coming in that fentes, that's a different type of an ending. That's what I'm trying to figure. Nominative plural masculine participle, first heirs. Poreomai. First heirs participle. First heirs, the participle here is lusas, lusas, lusa. Doesn't fentes, that's the thing. See, that's why I try to get an aorist passive, because I know the passive ends in luthentas, see? Luthes, luthesa, luthen. See, luthentas. Aorist passive, but you don't say it's passive yet. That's the thing that I'm... This says aorist. Poro. Thesa. Poro. Thenta. Poreofentes is nominative, plural, masculine, participle, aorist, first aorist. Doesn't say passive, that's a problem. Maybe they don't give the passive. Poreofes. Maybe the participles in this book, you don't give whether it's active, middle, or passive. Maybe you just give the tense and that's it. And you let it up to you. At first I thought they really got everything. But, see, that thentes, see, the aorist passive, eluthane. See, thane, thase, they, thame. See, the theta is throughout the aorist passive. That's one of the clues for the aorist passive. And so that's what I couldn't get it to register. So apparently the participles, you won't find what voice it is, active, middle, or passive.
Okay.
That's a strange amount. I wonder if I looked up for Luominos. I wonder if I looked up Ephesians 2:10. 2:8-9, for by grace you say, if you pay down on yourselves, as you have forgotten out of worse, lest any man should boast. For grace are you saved. Sessos minoi. Let me look up sessos minoi. Perfect passive participle. Have you been saved in the past? And now are in a present state of still possessing that salvation. Look up that, see if it has a perfect passive participle. That's strange. Alright, Sessos Menoi. Just happen to remember that particular one. Sessos from Sozo. Sessos Menoi. Nominative plural, masculine participle, perfect passive. There it says, from Sozo. Perfect passive participle, it says it. Why not the aorist? Well, it's a mystery. Figure it out if you can, and we'll pass on. Perfect, it has.
Okay.
But, errors that didn't have that particular one. All right, so that's the participle doesn't have time of itself. The derivative action 242, the punctiliar action. All right, let's go to 243, top page 100. Participle has no personal endings, therefore not limited by a subject. That's why it's like the infinitive, it's timeless. The participle has no subject, makes no affirmation, is not a mode or a mood, just an adjunct to the verb. Notice 244, note the simple attributive use of the participle with the substantive. The abiding hope, he menusa elpis, the abiding hope. That's the attributive use, the article before it, see. A article, a attributive. The man saying these things, the man who says he's ho anthropos, the man, ho legon taute, the man, the one saying these things. Notice you repeat the article if you're going to get the attributive. The man saying these things, the man who's saying these things. You could say ha legon anthropos if you wish to put the legon, but the article must precede either by repetition of the article or the other way. Examine carefully the following. Any questions on 244 before we go to 245? Notice the following and then on 245, he who believes or the one believing ha pistelon. Now, it's just the believing. But it becomes a substantive, the believing one, just like an adjective. Remember, we had hagios means holy. The tantalizer means the holy one, the one who is holy. Say holy one. It's an adjective, holy, but it can be the holy one sometimes, according to the context. The one knowing, he who knows, ha ginoskon. The knowing one, the one who knows, he who knows. The one being heard, he who is heard, ha akuomenos. Akuo, of course, to hear, akuomenos. The one being judged, he was judged, ha kronomenos. That's your passive, isn't it? Ha kronomenos, akuomenos. The one receiving, he who receives, dechomenos. That's a deponent verb, so that's not the middle, but it is a deponent, the one receiving dechomai. And the thing coming out, to ta ex erchomenon, or that which comes out. 7, the one loosing for himself, middle, ha luomenos. The one loosing himself or loosing for himself. The things not seen abide, ta, that is the things me, blepomeno, many. The things not seen abide. The not seen things. The things not seen about you, all right? Any questions on the first 7 before we go on to 9 and 10? I noticed the article and participle in this use are practically equivalent to a relative clause. The one who receives, that's a relative clause, the relative pronoun he who. See, who is your relative pronoun. Though actually not equivalent, the article and participle may be in any case. The article and participle may be in any case. Notice that. For instance, the Lord saves the one believing, or him who believes on him. The Lord saves. Ton pistoanta. The believing, the one believing. En auto, in him. That's the accusative case, isn't it? The Lord saves who? The one believing in it. Notice number 10. We believe in the one sending him, or him who sends. We believe in the one sending, or we believe in him who sends him. Pistoamen, we believe, en to pemponti auton. Now there, it's pistoamen en to. It's a locative instrumental dative. In this case, on the one, I guess that would be locative of sphere, in the one or on the one who is sending him. That's therefore in the locative instrumental dative case. These examples cover the attributive use of the participle. Any questions on that attributive use with the article? Use this like a substantive. All right, 246. And the negative use of the participle in general is what? Is may. Okay, is may or is may. What other one uses may instead of ooh? What other? Subjunctive. Subjunctive uses may, and now we see the participle usually used may. Generally, they always cover themselves when they say general. And don't forget, of course, exercise 247. All right, any further questions on that?
So would that be a clause then, if you were to do a clause diagram on this from would I take that would I take that out? In other words, if you were reading a sentence without any clauses, it would be we are believing in him, and then
Which one are you looking at?
I'm an example.
Oh, we believe in the one sending him. All
right. Right, and then I would take out
the one who sends.
Who is sending? The one who sends.
Yeah, I guess you could if you put it.
Is a clause, isn't it?
Yeah, the one who sends is a clause in English, and you treat the Greek the same. I guess you could.
Sends him would be the clause, because if you put the him in the regular, in the main part of the sentence, then you end up with we believe in him, which is not.
No, that's right. It's not accurate. That's right, because it has to be in the locative instrumental data.
Oh, right? Okay.
So in the one sending him is the clause.
That's true.
So you just have a subject and a verb and no object.
Okay.
We believe.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be all right to do.
Yeah,
that's basically right. What it is. In effect, it is like a relative clause.
Right.
Right, any other questions on this?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's take out our exercises. If there are no further questions on that, and see if we can change papers and take care of the exercises of the evening, which would be... Let's see. paragraph 221 on page 92, is that correct? 221, yeah, 92. 104 points on this one. Put your name in the bottom, please, rated by, and then all. All right, let's take number one. Let's read the Greek for us first, please. We have 20 minutes to go. I guess we can do it in 20 minutes. We did 10 last night, huh? We did 2 in 20 minutes last week, but didn't get too much time to read on it. Read the Greek. Teresomen, all right. Tas.
Kolas.
Of two. All right, what do we have there?
We shall fill.
Well, tereo is to keep or to keep. Guard.
Uh-huh.
To keep. We shall keep. We shall keep his commandments. The future, tereo, teresomen. All right, number two. Or what does the Greek say, first of all?
Akalou.
All right, akalou.
Soy.
Kuria. All right. And what does that translate into? That was footnote 3. Akalatat was followed by the associative instrumental case. I will follow with him. See, he used a locative instrumental native after Akalatat.
Oh, okay. So,
I will follow you, Lord.
That's right. I will follow you, O Lord, or I will follow you, Lord. Uh-huh. That's a vocative, isn't it? Any questions on that one? Akalatat. Future. I will follow thee or you, O Lord. Number 3, Greek says what?
Gnosomatha. Shouldn't there be a gin in there?
That's the correct spelling for some reason.
Well, yeah, you see, the word is gnosko. Gnosko.
We're looking for it.
Yeah,
in there, but it doesn't. I looked it up in the.
It's sort of a lighted out, huh, or something.
Yes, gnosko, to know. Anagnosko.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a typo or not. Is that
right above it?
It has it.
I'm crazy with that one.
Gnosomatha?
Right above it.
Yeah, right above
paragraph 222, the last, for example.
220. Paragraph 220, right at the end.
Yes, so that being the future, gnosoma, yes, that would be the future, and you wondered about that Yoda. That's right.
Gnosoma.
All right, that means what then? Gnosomatha.
Hati.
Opsomatha.
Optoma.
That's footnote 4 from Optimi, I see. What is the translation there?
We shall know him. Because
we shall see him.
Because we shall see him.
Just as he is.
That's a wonderful comfort. We shall know him because we shall see him just as he is. All right. Any questions on that one?
I like when they use
Is that, would that be, I guess you could translate, is that a deponent, or is that a, are we translating?
Gnosko, you mean, to know?
Yeah, that's
not a deponent, because gnosko would
so
be.
Isn't deponent, you mean that it uses the passive form with an active meaning? Isn't that what
it is? Is it gnosoma?
No, it must not be. So the true translation would be a
it seems like gnosko.
It's a middle, though. I guess.
Is it?
Well, it says right there, the future of some verbs occurs only in the middle voice.
So it is active, but it's in the future.
It's when you know for yourself. You know, so it's got a middle sort of meaning to it.
Okay.
We shall know for ourselves.
It's still future, but it's not. It takes a middle ending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's
well, saying. I would think gnosomatha.
See, when
that's
you know something,
saying.
You know it for yourself.
Yes.
So it's sort of a...
It's sort of a wash.
But you think this is not the regular future middle, but you think it's just the future of any kind. Huh?
Let me see, Gnosko. I'm not sure on that. Gnosko.
In general,
it's got to be the future because.
Oh, it is the future, yes. But the question is it a real middle or is it just the future uses middle? Ginnamai, they have Gignami, later form Gignami, future Genesamai. The future is Genesamai and Ginnamai. This is Gnosko.
But it says it seems like for the future it changes to the middle voice. It says the future.
Oh, excuse me. I've got the wrong verb. It's not Ginnamai. It's Gnosko. Gnosko. All right, let me switch gears here. Future Gnosomai. Future is Gnosomai. That's the future. That's the future. So I guess whether you can press the middle or not.
I think I go along with Steve. I mean, if you know something. To know something is to know for yourself.
See,
is the same thing.
You can't know it for someone else, so therefore it can't really be.
I know by myself, for myself, in myself. So it's an indirect middle.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be the way to handle it. But it is the future. It's the only future we have. Any questions further on three then? All right. Optimatha, we shall see him. Now, again, is optimi? Of course, it is optimi, which is the deponent verb, optimi.
Yeah.
I don't think we have the office. That's a deponent right off the bat. All right. Any questions further on three? All right. Four. What's the Greek first on that? Sentence number four, exercise 221, paragraph.
Pretty human, right?
You mean pretty human?
Very, or does it?
Oh, you can slow down, huh? Pretty, see, that's just a grave accent, so there's no hurry up.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, pretty human.
Okay.
All right, what's that in English there? For?
In that day.
Like
you ask for?
You shall ask.
In the name of me.
What?
In my name. Right. And I will ask him concerning you.
Concerning you. All right. These were the two different words used for ask.
Right. That
my son asked me about, the Sunday school teacher. It said there were two different Greek words in there. And he said, Dad, is that true? And I looked it up and said, sure, that's right. He's right. It's good to have a questioning son. Yeah, he wants to be sure of things and he wants to know.
What's the difference in meaning of those two?
Well, I thought would ask a question, a favor, and Adotat would ask a question. See, in other words, apparently if this is from John, and if this were scripture, you'd say, in that day ye shall not make any requests or petitions of me, but ye shall ask in my name. And I will personally ask questions of the Father, see, in a closer way. He shall ask in a petition. He shall not ask. In other words, you're going to ask the Father directly. You don't ask me a question, a petition. I tell him to intercede and ask, like, give me this and give me that. We got mostly petitions in our prayers these days. It's unfortunate. I think sometimes if we took out all the prayer requests in the mid-week bulletin, some people would have nothing to pray about. It's a sad situation, but that seems to be the way it is. But I tell, and I beseech, you know, always, which is, we have intercession to make, we have prayers to make along that line. But where's the praise these days? See, where's the thanks these days, you know? Where's the glorification of the Lord? Where's the fellowship? Where's the confession of sin? We studied last Sunday in our Sunday school lesson, Daniel's Prayer, Daniel 9. In addition to Daniel's 70th week, and 70 weeks of Daniel's and Daniel and the different days, you know, I told you about that last week. If you look at Daniel's prayers in Daniel 9, you look at the percentage of petitions that you have and the number of verses you're dealing with. He did ask the Lord to hear his prayer and to cleanse their sin and to forgive them. He did have some petitions. You see the amount of praise, the amount of confession, we have sinned against thee, we are no longer worthy, and so on. And you see what our present day praying is, and you add it up and you stack it up, and we don't pray that way, at least not biblical prayers. You see, you look to another biblical prayer, see what they do. Look at Ezra, look at some of the other prayers. Look at Solomon's prayer, the dedication of the temple. See, look when I used to pray when I was a new convert, when just saved as a high school senior at age 17. We go into the prayer meeting, we have prayer, and we talk to the Lord. People, the saints of God, talk to the Lord, speak to the Lord. But you go into prayer meetings now, and if I were a teenager going to the prayer meeting, it would be a completely different ballgame. It's a strange situation. It really is. It almost is frightening. You have a big church, a nice Baptist church, let's say our own church. You have a prayer sheet. You have requests for the church. You have requests for the sick. You have requests for the missionaries. You divide up and who'd like to take this one, and you pray for that, And different people in different groups, you understand. But I mean, for instance, the group I'm in, the pastor's group there in the regular auditorium. And so we take that. See? I wonder what would happen if nobody said anything. All right, we'll go to prayer lists. I'll close in prayer. And we just stop. What if there are no prayer lists? There's no prayer requests. Just, I wonder if we know how to talk to the Lord. See? It's a thing. If we don't have something we're aiming for, specifically requesting this missionary out there, which is fine, we've got to intercede, but where's the time for getting into contact with the Lord and getting into fellowship with the Lord? That's a question. Our Father, which art in heaven. So you deal with the Father in holiness. Hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come. That will be. You're theologically relating, you see. If that's a pattern of prayer, give us this day. There's a petition, our daily bread. That's true. And for thine is the power and the glory and the kingdom forever. Amen. There's certain things there that forgive us our sins. There's forgiveness and all different things. Prayer, but you line up Daniel 9. Now, pray tell, how did we get off on that? This Adotao versus Aitao. Aitao was to ask a petition, see, like in prayer, the petition prayer question. But Adotao was to ask the question directly, see. I will ask the Father because he's going to be in glory, see. But you're not going to ask a petition to me anymore. You're going to ask straight to the Father, see. He loves you. You're going to ask right to the Father your petitions, not me anymore. All right? Although some still do pray to the Son, and some unfortunately pray to the Holy Spirit, I don't believe we should do either, although there may be exceptions and so on. I really am a sort of a stickler on that. I try to pray as the Scriptures tell us to pray, to the Father, through the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. All right, that was four. Did we translate it all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, five. See, we got in five. We got to read the Greek there. Maybe we can, let's bypass it. Let me read the Greek. He translated it. Agapeses, kurion, ton theon, su, and hole, te cardia su, kai en hole te psyche su, kai en hole te dianoia su, haute estin e prote en tole. All right, that's a long one. Five.
You will love
you the will
Lord,
love the Lord,
the God.
The God of you, your God. And since it's an imperative, you shall. That's what you're supposed to do. Huh? Instead of will, you probably shall, even though it's you will normally in the future, but it's probably an imperative, therefore it's forceful. You shall love, probably. The Lord, your God, or thy God,
in all
or with all.
The heart of you.
Your heart. And
in all
or with all.
Soul.
The soul of you, your soul. And
in all
or by means
your
of
mind.
All your mind.
Okay.
This is the
first commandment.
Okay, and that haute is in the feminine because entole is in the feminine.
That's right.
Commandment is this. That's the first commandment. Any questions on five? All right, six. To pneuma axe himas eistein aletheon. What's that one?
The spirit.
Axe.
Leading.
Ago. Will lead.
Is that will?
Yeah. Ago axe. Ago axe. He will lead
us into the truth.
Any questions on six? All right, let's go then to English to Greek. We shall know the truth and do it. Would be what? 7 minutes, still touchdown. We shall know the truth and do it. No Gospel of John chapter 1 yet. Maybe next week. What is it? We shall know. Of course, to know is gnosko. It's future, so it's gnosomai. Remember, we skipped the yoda there.
Yeah.
We shall know.
Gnos.
It's got that middle slaver.
Okay.
Gnosamatha. Gnosamatha, right? Oh. We shall know. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gnosamatha.
It's got to be middle, right?
Yes, but I'm just trying to think about that. Gnosamatha.
Why would it have to be middle? Because again, back to that paragraph gnosamai. 220. It's just one of those.
The future is gnosamai, and so that ends in my, I guess it'd be gnosamai.
No, it's the middle. Amatha.
Yes, but I'm wondering, why did that have gnosamatha there?
Because it changes to the middle voice in the future.
Yeah, I guess that's
right.
That's
what it says here on it. For certain verbs, it occurs in the middle
voice. All right, okay, so gnosamatha. Okay, that's it. So it'd be gnosamatha. We shall know the truth, of course.
Tain aletheon,
the truth. And do it. The verb to do is poieo. We shall do it. Obtain would be the truth because it's feminine. Obtain from tain aletheon. And we shall do. Poieo. Poieso, right? And we shall. Poiesomen. Poieso. We shall do it. Any question on that?
That do would have to be in future too, because future.
That's right. We shall know and we shall do.
Obtain.
Have to be obtained because it's feminine.
That we will do the truth.
Obtain. See, hey, aletheia. Should be obtained. All right. Any question on one? Okay. Two. We shall glorify God. To glorify is doxazo. So we shall glorify. Doxazo.
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 Doxasomen, we shall know. Doxasomen.
Omicron or?
Doxasomen, yes, Omicron.
Ton.
Theon. We shall know. We shall glorify God. Ton theon. The question on that. Doxasomen. Ton theon. All right. They shall bear witness concerning him. To bear witness is martureo. Martureusi. They shall bear witness. They will bear witness concerning Puri him.
Al-tu
or Al-tan?
It's Puri is genitive.
Yeah.
Keep that little she handy.
Yeah, we got the Spanish sheep here. Genitive or accusative. Concerning is genitive, you're right. About or around is accusative. All right, Patty, out too. You're right. All right, any questions on that? Four, we shall persuade our hearts. To persuade is pistello, is it? Or is it
peso?
Peso. Yeah, so this would be.
Peso,
because peth changes the sigma. The tau changes the sigma. We shall persuade our hearts. We shall persuade peso men. We shall persuade peso men, our hearts. Just the hearts of us, if you wish. Cardia, hey, cardia is heart. So it would be tas, cardias. The hearts of us.
Hey, Lord.
Right. Tas.
So what is a verb then?
Peso is a verb, so it'd be peso.
I put it in the middle.
Pesamatha.
I can't remember why I did that, but I
persuade for ourselves. Pesamatha. That's all right. It'd be all right. With middle is all right.
Middle is all right.
Because you're persuading your own heart.
Yeah,
I guess that's why I did that.
Our hearts. You could say tas cardias, the hearts, meaning our hearts. Meaning, or you could say tas cardias. Came on, the hearts of us. Any questions on that? Persuade may take a lack of instrumental data. Persuade to our hearts, for our hearts. And if case you want to put that, you go ahead. Tice cardias, cardiais, if you wish. All right, five, he will baptize you. Baptizo is the word baptize. He will baptize you, future.
Baptizo.
Say.
It should be.
Okay, baptize.
Epsilon, Yoda, right? Baptize.
Yeah, baptize, right? Baptize. He will baptize Seth, you. Or he will baptize you. Baptize Seth.
Right, himas is all.
No, you plural. Himas is all right. Humas, that'd be humas. You.
Humas, right.
Humas, all right. All right, six. The faithful will proclaim the word of God. The faithful would be.
Pistos.
And probably be hoi pistoi, probably. The faithful one, but the faithful usually means the faithful people, plural. Either one will accept, though. Ha pistos or hoi pistoi will proclaim the word. Keruso will be proclaimed.
This one, how do you know this without a without
which
something?
Which one?
Because Keruso's got a double S, a double
sigma.
Oh,
sigma.
Yeah.
So how do you know it's a change of
it?
It's
one up here. Keruso.
Fulasso. That's how. That's
where is it? Fulasso. In what page?
1219, 1234, fifth line.
Fulasso becomes Fulax.
Yeah, but see.
Well, you
See, the only way you. Yeah, okay, I see this future.
The SS, you know.
Yeah,
the,
but I didn't. Yeah.
That's how I did it. I wasn't going to play around.
I looked it up in the analytics.
Whether it's right or wrong.
Puts
in.
Keruso?
Keruso.
Keruso? Yeah, but it has the.
Keruso accent.
It has the Xe.
See? Keruso. Keruso. Here is.
Looks.
The faithful, they will, so keruxusi, right? Keruxusi, they will proclaim. Keruxusi, the word.
So what is that, xi?
Keruxusi.
Is that a xi in there?
Yes, a xi. He said he looked it up, and that's what it is in the analytical. Keruxusi.
I really have no way of knowing that.
No, you have to.
You look it up.
That's right.
That's
I don't have any time to look it up.
Log on to two, as long as you. All right, I shall do the will of God to do with Puelo, so I shall do. For eso, the will of God.
For
eso,
is hey thelema or ta thelema? Let me see, ta thelema. Is it ta thelema? So it'd be ta thelema.
Thelema.
Yeah, ta thelema. Same as the nominal.
Two thirds.
Any questions on the art? The
why is it in the nominative with the do?
I shall do. You mean? The word, oh, it's not the nominative, it's accusative. So the same form as nominative and accusative. And
okay.
Tothelema is tothelema.
Is that, that will, the will, is that...
Tothelema?
Is that accusative?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah, I
it's
do
the
what?
The same.
Yeah, tothelema is accusative. Yeah.
It's accusative.
The number is 104, gentlemen. 104. So when you get your...
99.
Okay.
Probably 99.
99.
Close enough. Or wait a minute, I'm sorry, make it 98.
Oh, okay, excuse me, 98. That's equal to a 94. Whose was that?
That's an only 94, are you sure?
Yeah, 104, I'm trying to guess.
104 should be awfully close to...
What do you got, 91?
Oh, I guess that's right, 98
divided by...
104, you're right.
104 equals 94. Who is that one?
That's Phil.
That's Phil, okay.
100 over 104 is 90.
Okay, 100... That's 96. Okay, who's that?
Manny.
Okay.
103. I guess that's 99.
103.
Is 99 plus.
All right. 99. You got it. Who's that, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any questions further than that? Check, give them back to the owners there, whoever owns them, and then turn them back into me when you look at them.
Okay.
The vocative. I wasn't sure about that. I figured should the vocative have the O Lord, or can we just leave it Lord?
Lord, you want your restraint, Lord? All right.
Give 99 cents.
Well, you.
It's okay.
So what do you have instead then?
He's still going to get the 4 plus.
Yeah,
and it still won't get the.
It'll be 101. You're going to be 101. What are you saying? It'd be 101
out of 101 out of 101.
Okay, well, all right, we'll just go ahead. 101 divided by 104.
You still make a lot of mistakes.
Equals 97%.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right now with the. Okay. Good. We'll give them that. All right. Any questions further that you might have or comments? All right. If not, would one of you please close in a word of prayer as we close our class tonight? As the Lord would lead.
Father, again, we thank you for your holy word, Lord, and for the saving of your saints by the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for each of our families for letting us come out here and study the word of God. And we ask that you would watch over us as we try to do a good job. We pray for your blessings as we travel home tonight, and watch over our families and help us to teach the words that we learn to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, man. Good work. Say hello to Larry.